Gautama Siddhartha, who was rich enough to live every day, left his palace at the age of 29 in order to be enlightened for the sake of the realization of the truth. After leaving the palace, Siddhartha underwent severe austerities because he thought that he needs a life of poverty and austerity. The main austerity he exercised was fasting. That is to say, he ate only one grain of rice a day and immersed him in meditation. Gautama Siddhartha continued his austere practices for 6 years. Through experiencing it, he realized that he can attain any enlightenment through self-mortification. Therefore, he had a decisive determination to give up his ascetic practices. As a matter of fact, Gautama Siddhartha continued his austere practices for 6 years in the mountains. After such experience, he came down from the mountains and he cleaned himself in the nearby Nayanjana River. Afterwards, he came upon a bo tree under which he sat and began to meditate tranquilly. In his process to meditate tranquilly, he concentrated his mind on the truths of human beings and the universe. On the seventh day of city contemplation, just as the morning star appeared at daybreak, Siddhartha awoke to the truth of the entire universe. This means that he was enlightened. He was 35 years old at that time. The word for an aspirant in an Indian language is Buddha. So that people around Siddhartha came to call him Buddha. This should be treated as the very origin of the name Gautama Buddha.